do anyway.
College or pro, right?
Exactly.
Hey, well, listen, thanks. Happy holidays to you. I know it's a busy time, but it's also a festive time in Starkville, and you've helped bring that to the fine people of the Triangle area of Mississippi. Congratulations on a great year, on being Coach of the Year. And as we get closer to the game, the Liberty Bowl, perhaps we'll have a chance to chat again.
Thank you, Tim.
Take care now.
Bye-bye.
That's Sylvester Groom, head coach of the Mississippi State Bulldogs. When we come back, more of your calls, 1-800-777-2907. That is something to consider. You know, when you're looking for a head coach, how much experience has he had at every level of coaching? We'll talk about that with you when we come back. 1-800-777-2907. We'll return after this.
Speech Radio.
Don't give me censorship.
So I say I gotta be me.
Tim Brando.
If you're self-employed or you run a small business and you need competitive health insurance, pick up the phone and call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. These competitive health insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company, and coverage may not be available in all states, so call now and see if you qualify. 800-795-6116. That's 800-795-6116.
Are you in sales or do you own a business? Would you like to double your sales or even triple them? Sound too good to be true? Not anymore. Try Sales Genie and get 100 sales leads free. Sales Genie will give you the most up-to-date sales leads and mailing lists so you can find the right prospects and grow your sales. Call now and get 100 leads free. 1-800-398-9336. 100 leads free just for calling 1-800-398-9336. 1-800-398-9336.
Bobby Petrino couldn't take it anymore. Sporting news, Tom Dienhart checking in to say the coach is splitting the Falcons and working on a deal to take over at Arkansas. Nothing on paper with the school as of yet, but the dollars getting tossed around are about $3 million per year. He would be taking a pay cut, splitting the NFL. While Tom also checked in to say that tomorrow it will be official, but Larry Fedora will be taking over as the head at Southern Miss. While Les Miles not going to Michigan, he'll stay put at LSU, only chatting with his alma mater to help out with the coach's opening, or so he says, although Miles, even though with the extended LSU, he still has $1.75 million buyout with that. Washington's on the lookout for a new AD. Todd Turner made a quick exit after the Huskies had the third straight on the loss side. Over to the NBA, nothing more than a raised eyebrow from Madison Square Garden and Isaiah Thomas from David Stern. No more fines from the commission since they laid out $11.5 million to settle the harassment case. Back to the Falcons for a quick note. D'Angelo Hall and Ronnie White could be handing over a check for backing Michael Vick on the two from last night's Monday night game. Back to the college ranks. More hardware for the postseason in college football. Two-timers who are All-Americans from the AP are Darren McFadden from Arkansas, Michigan's Jake Long, Glenn Dorsey from LSU, and James Laurinaitis from Ohio State. While the Big Ten looking for more scratch, they'll add another week and game to the season starting in 09, which could make Ohio State and Michigan more than $4 million for kicking off after Thanksgiving. Paul Wolf heads down the highway, coach splitting Eastern Washington for the head gig at Washington State. Over to the NFL, Aaron Smith won't line up on the D side for the Steelers. He tore up the tricep last weekend, while Rex Grossman is out on the PR trail. QB is out with a bad knee, says he'd like to come back for another tour with the Bears if they'll have him back. That's the latest Sporting News Flash. Timmy B wraps it up next here on Sporting News Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Abacore, the hair growth treatment that's helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
It's been 3 months now I've been on Abacore, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old.
Abacore is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call now to find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-297-4427. That's 1-800-297-4427. Don't wait. Call today for Avacor. That's 1-800-297-4427.
Avacor really worked. I just love it. It's like a miracle. I couldn't be happier.
Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 1-800-297-4427. That's 1-800-297-4427.
This is Sporting News Radio.
Attention, if you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2609 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2609. There's absolutely no obligation.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-656-4803. 1-800-656-4803.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, and renewal of cartilage from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor for healthy joints and cartilage. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-839-1803. That's 1-800-839-1803. Talk.
Friends in Hawaii that are coming to Louisiana for the Sugar Bowl, all together. Now, come on, Rod, you can sing.
Melikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas Day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Christmas will be green and bright. Sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikimaka is the wise way to say Merry Christmas.
All right, here go the little black girls all singing. Here we go.
Melikimaka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day.
That was actually in another tune from the 70s, wasn't it? Canned Heat, maybe? Yeah, Canned Heat. That was a bad reference, but I thought maybe our pop culture would come out there, you know? Here we go.
Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright. The sun to shine by day and all the stars at night.
Melikimaka is the wise way to say Merry Christmas.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you, Courtney Liz. Thank you very much. For all of our friends in Hawaii listening to us on our new affiliate there, and, of course, all of them making it to the mainland, asking for more tickets. By the way, I think Illinois has sold all of their tickets as well for the Rose Bowl game. They knew what they were doing when they picked Illinois over Georgia. Of course they did. By the way, we got open lines if you'd like to get in. We've had a fun day today. Our thanks to Sylvester Croom and Bruce Pearl, Spencer Tillman, Brian Baldinger, Tony Barnhart. Just a lot of fun all day long today. But we do have an opportunity for you to get in. If you want to talk coaching carousel, feel free to do it. By the way, we have a special report here. Do we have the special report sounder there, Cornelius? Thank you. Todd Turner will no longer be the athletic director at Washington Film at 11. Thank you. Yeah. Todd's a good guy. This would mean that Mark Emmert, the president, chancellor, is going to be probably bringing in his own guy. And a little memo to Ty Willingham. You might want to have a good year next season. You might. You know, he's going to be back. We told you that he would be back. But, Ty, you probably need to have a good season next year. Or a good year next season. Not to be redundant. I've got a Britney Spears update, ladies and gentlemen.
Now it's time for a special Timmy B. Britney Spears update.
I have an important question for him. What is Britney doing with her life?
Britney? Who? Spears?
What is she doing with her career?
Why do we care at this point?
Leave Britney alone!
I love America. I love the NFL. And I really love Britney taking her pants off.
That was just silly.
Interesting, Rogers, that you would have said that some five seasons ago. Because now we're actually just reading this, ladies and gentlemen. I don't make it up. I just read it. Ever wanted to get into Britney Jean Spears' pants? Well, here's your big chance, y'all. Penicillin sold separately. And I sold it on eBay store in Los Angeles. It started an auction for an outfit allegedly worn by the Hoochie flashing traffic swerving pop wreck. Up for grabs, one lime green wet seal tank top, medium, and a pair of 7/8 hydraulic jeans, otherwise known as Louisiana Swamp Black Tie. Wow. Hope she wore underwear. Britney turned on the paparazzi this past weekend, cussing them out and getting too close to her car. Spears was doing some shopping at Beverly Glen Market in Los Angeles, where she was once again completely surrounded by snappers. Not snipers, snappers. After screaming, "I love people" in a throng and getting back into Starbucks for a little fix, she said, "Don't touch my blanking car." Yikes. Oh, this is not a Britney aside. We're slowly turning into showbiz tonight, aren't we?
Yeah, I guess we are.
But I've got to mention this because I know this got to you, Rogers. And by the way, if you'd like to raise the level of content in this segment, feel free to give us a call at 1-800-777-2907. This is our lack of content segment that we've got in the show that we need to have to offer some balance to the program. Did you happen to see this, guys? Cornelius, you keep up with rock and roll, heavy metal, to go along with hip-hop. You're all up in this. The death last month of Kevin DuBrow. Is that correct? Did I pronounce that correctly? Kevin DuBrow. Lead singer for 80s heavy metal band Quiet Riot has now been ruled an accidental cocaine overdose. Clark County Coroner spokesman Samantha Charles confirmed the cause Monday after toxicology reports were received on Monday. Now, Roger, that would be the guy. Get the microphone farther away because I know you're a Satan's...
projector.
A projector and a son
nine
of
Satan.
Nine in Satan service. Yes, so he was only 52, DuBrow. That was the come on, hear the noise, girls and boys. Give it to me. Go ahead. You can do it.
Come on, feel the noise.
Yeah.
Girls, rock your boys. We'll get high.
That is so good.
Get by tonight.
This is not just a kiss on demand, ladies and gentlemen. You can get even more from the Night in Satan service.
You can't be snorting the toot at 52 years old.
Not a good idea.
Just ask John Entwistle from The Who.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, how about a little lead for the head? Back in London last
night. Yeah, Led Zeppelin. All the reviews were good. Yeah. And wasn't Bonham's
John Bonham's son, Jason.
He's now
41 years old.
He was licking the Ludwigs, right?
He was.
And by the way, the Ludwigs, of course, the drums. I was once a drummer. Back in the days of Hub Brando and the Dreamers, I was once a drummer. Jeff is in Little Rock, Arkansas. Jeff, hello. How are you?
Well, Timbo, I just couldn't resist. I heard the Britney Spears update, had to get mine in and get him to say hello.
Okay.
Oh, I wanted to talk to you about a little bit about the Razorback basketball team.
Hey, that's some good news. That's probably what you need to get out there more is how your basketball team's playing. That's right.
I want to get right from the negativity that's going on with the circus that's on the hill that is in Arkansas.
Right. Right.
And a coaching fiasco that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say? I mean, I know this basketball team has got some seriously good talent, and they look very good inside. They're strong, they're big, they're physical, and they're so athletic. If they can keep from turning the basketball over there.
Yeah, you hit the nail right on the head, Jeff. You hit the nail right on the head. Gary Irvin
Gary Irvin has got to play like he's never played before. That means don't turn it over. I love the front line. I think you might have the best trio of forwards and four and five guys that you could possibly have. I love Towns. And I think John's going to do an excellent job there. Great call, Jeff. Thank you.
You too, man.
You bet. Todd in Louisiana. Todd, where in Louisiana are you?
Oh, good. How are you doing?
I'm great. Where in Louisiana are you, Todd?
West Monroe.
Beautiful. Lay it on me. By the way, Varsity Inc., West Monroe, on ESPN, they're doing a much better job than that godforsaken show they had in Bessemer, Alabama, or Hoover, Alabama last year.
Yeah, that was more of a social show.
They turned that thing into Laguna Beach with shoulder pads. This thing is a lot better, and my daughter's school that scared the hell out of West Monroe, Captain Shreve, will be featured in next week's, this week's show. I think it's Thursday.
Yeah, had them down big early.
20 to nothing at halftime, as I recall. All right, go ahead. What do you have, Todd?
I've just been listening to all the radio shows today, including yours, and everybody's talking about the Michael Vick deal, and I just feel like his punishment was handed down unjustly according to, if you look at Ray Lewis, look at Leonard Little. These two athletes, were involved in the killing of a human being.
Yeah, involved, but not direct. They went to court, Todd. I'm with you. I know what you're saying, based on a semblance of knowledge that you may have, but if you dig deeper, what you find is there was never anything proven beyond a reasonable doubt. I don't.
No.
I understand the driving thing with him. What I'm saying to you is each situation is isolated, and I'll take it a step further, and then I got to run because I want to get to Chris in Huntsville, Alabama. I think that we as Americans have a tendency to lump everything together and not look at the specifics of every case, which I think is something you have to do. Maybe it's a byproduct of talk radio, frankly. But I think that I know where you're coming from, but I think if you look at it specifically, case by case, you'd have to agree that Vic got what he deserved. Thanks for the call, though, Todd. Chris in Huntsville, Alabama. Chris, we've got about a minute. Go ahead.
All right, Timbo, what's up? I want to agree with you on the whole 2 days thing. Being here in Alabama, I followed it, and I was all excited about the Hoover show, and it was terrible.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what the message said, I don't know how the administrators of the school or the school board in that area could have allowed something. That was just complete garbage. It absolutely exploited what student-athlete in high school is supposed to be about. And what young children go through with peer pressure, girls and guys, it was all.
I agree. I only wish they'd have made that show about Hoover like they do this new one, which is a lot better.
We're running out of time.
Real quick, I was just going to get your comments on the old West Miles thing. On y'all's broadcast a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
It seems to me that what he's done is a lot worse than what Saban did, just because he brought this all on himself. And
I think Michigan brought it on, Chris, and I think it's just a report. I don't think Les Miles is going to go anywhere. I think maybe Les, if he had packaged himself like Saban, probably could have handled it. It might have been easier on him, but not on anybody else. It's just a report, nothing but a report. Frank Beamer tomorrow, by the way. We'll see you then.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it. So call us right now. 800-795-6116. 800-795-6116. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable health insurance, call us now and see how we can help you. 800-795-6116. 800-795-6116. 800-795-6116. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state. If you're self-employed or you run a small business and you need competitive health insurance, pick up the phone and call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. These competitive health insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company, and coverage may not be available in all states, so call now and see if you qualify. 800-795-6116. That's 800-795-6116.
Attention, annuity and structured settlement holders.
Waiting years for your annuity payments? Now you can break free from a schedule set years ago. You don't have to wait years. Get the money you need now. Call 800-485-1760. Novation Capital has prepared a free DVD to explain how you can get your money when you need it. Call Novation Capital today at 800-485-1760 for your free informational DVD. Take control of your structured settlement or annuity. Lives change. A schedule set years ago may not make sense for you today. Call 800-485-1760. Find out how you can get your money when you need it. Call 800-485-1760 for your free DVD. That's 800-485-1760. Novation Capital. Your money when you need it.
Are you paying too much for hospital and medical bills? Are you without health insurance or dental and prescription coverage? Well, then you need to know about Qualified Health, a nationwide non-insurance medical savings program that can save you hundreds of dollars on doctor's visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, and prescriptions. There's even a 24-hour registered nurse hotline to answer all your medical questions. You can have all of this for less than $3 a day. There are no deductibles or restrictions. You become a member regardless of your current health condition or citizenship status. Raul Ramez from Texas said when he was recently hospitalized, Qualified Health helped him save 96% off his hospital bills. 96%. And the Qualified Health, they were amazing. Why not find out for yourself and call toll free right now? Call 888-809-5009 and become a member. Get peace of mind for less than $3 a day. Your membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so call Qualified Health right now at 888-809-5009. That's 888-809-5009. Make the smart choice for you and your family. Homeowners, the Mortgage Center wants to help you today by offering you a choice when it comes to refinancing. At the Mortgage Center, you'll always have three banks competing for your business.
It's true. I made one phone call and was approved and instantly received three great offers to refinance my home.
Homeowners, cash in today. Get money for debt consolidation or home improvement. The Mortgage Center can and will help you, so call them right now. Call 1-800-983-1544. That's 1-800-983-1544.
It's that easy.
The information you need, the station you trust. This is Eastern North Carolina's Superstation. Talk 1070, WNCT, Greenville.
The company 569 South Evans Street, Greenville, or on the web at TAFCO.com.
Talk 1070 and Cable 7 present Tuesday Tailgate, presented by Taco Bell and KFC. Here are your hosts, ECU's all-time leading scorer and taco eater, Kevin Miller, and former Purdue academic All-Big Ten honoree and chicken leg-eating champ, Mike Steele.
All right. Thank you, Drew Steele. Drew Steele, our producer, only shows up for the big shows. Welcome in, everybody. Tuesday Tailgate, Mike Steele and Kevin Miller. And this might be the grand finale because there's no way that we'll be able to one-up
this
show next week.
No, can't stop this.
This is by far the greatest show. Usually people tune into the first segment. You know, they get a Finelli's girl and kind of makes the set look a little bit better. But right now we've got all the top dogs over at East Carolina. We've got Mac McCarthy, the head basketball coach, Coach Skip Holes in the house, and somebody invited Mike Steele, too. So.
No, I came to defend myself from Coach's last shot last night and Brian Baylor.
Well, it wasn't a personal shot.
Yeah, no.
Well, it was. But
no. They asked Coach last night, they said, boy, have you ever, he said, I've never seen the place like that. And then he said, I was with Steele, and he goes, and he said he'd never seen it that way either.
I didn't realize I'd be seeing it for the first time that way. I didn't realize Mike Steele was seeing it for the first time that way either.
Coach,
how great was that win, though, huh?
No.
Congratulations. That was awesome.
Thanks,
I mean, to both you and to Sharon Baldwin Tanner for her big win against NC State, who was ranked 24. That was awesome. Been a great weekend. It'd be a great weekend to be a Pirate.
Well, I had a chance to watch the game with Coach Holtz at the second half. And if I had to correct, about four times I said, if you say midfield again, he goes, they got to pick him up in midfield. I said, you got to quit, you know, you quit doing
that.
That's
a court. That's
no.
A court.
No, I told Mac when he came in, I said, the play, Jenkins takes it in, we're up two, he gets fouled, it's going to be a three-point play, yep. We're up five, and they call a charge between Skip and I. Well, I thought one.
Do I have rules on comments about basketball officials?
No, so not for us.
See, I can't comment on a football official, but I can comment about some of the bad calls on basketball officials.
I thought we were both going to have a heart attack.
Why don't we do that? I'll comment on the football guy.
There you go.
Why
don't you come to my press conferences and I'll come
to
yours?
I would love to. I've seen some bad calls out there.
And when you say officials, I'm going to refer to my official guy over here because I can't comment.
Coach, I watched you on the sideline, though. I thought that was a huge play, and your reaction was good. I mean, it was solid. You just kept coaching while Skip and I are... I feel like a guy's texting me going, you and Coach Holtz look pretty stupid screaming at the officials. You know?
I will tell you what, you have done a phenomenal job with this team with their youth and their inexperience and how few minutes they've played and with their confidence and everything of handling this basketball team.
At midfield.
The way you picked them up at midfield, what you've done with a couple touchdowns. When you were up one touchdown and a field goal. But you have done a phenomenal job of handling this group of young men because you've been extremely poised, and we have an expression from a football standpoint of don't flinch. And I think a team will follow its leader, and I think it all starts right there with the head football coach. And I thought you've done a phenomenal job. And I realize what it's like from a fan standpoint as I'm yelling, screaming, nervous, jumping up and down and everything else, but you've really done a great job with this team.
Well, you guys have done this before, and you know that there are some teams where you can just go crazy and act a fool over there, but there are some teams that they'll take on whatever personality you take on.
Right.
And our guys need to stay calm right now. A veteran group, maybe I could be a little more animated, but this group, they need me to be calm, even though I don't want to be calm.
Coach, after the Winthrop game, I had a chance to talk to you just for a second. I mean, I could tell how upset you were with everything from the effort to execution, and, you know, people wondering how many games we can win. And then we go and beat George Mason, which no one has ever done that I know of. And then you followed up with a good game against Clemson, and then the first time we've ever beat an ACC team. What did you guys do in practice, all your coaches, between that period of time? Because obviously, whatever it was, it worked.
Well, the Winthrop game was disappointing, not only because, you know, they'd beaten us several years in a row pretty badly, but and they're a good basketball program, but we recruit against them a little bit, and, you know, it's somebody you want to beat. They had some local kids. But it was a step backwards, and you never want to take that step backwards. And you know, as a coach, you can't keep going forward all the time. But I felt like from South Florida to Winthrop, we didn't take a step forward, and that was really disappointing. But to their credit, they went back to practice, did everything we asked them to do, kept believing, and then when we got to D.C., played a heck of a basketball game against George Mason, maybe the best game we played this week. And I know NC State, the win is significant and very significant, but we really played well up there under a tougher situation on the road against a team that was a 23-point favorite, NC State. And I don't pay attention to those things for betting purposes, but NC State was a 10-point favorite because the game was here.
Yeah.
Well, up there, they were a 23-point favorite. That's pretty significant in itself.
Although they're a team that went to the Final Four 2 years ago, but they got guys back from last year's team that won 20-some games. I mean, they're going to win 20-some games again this year.
And we made some mental mistakes against Clemson that I knew we could correct. So we approached it from a very positive standpoint, went to the locker room after the Clemson game, said, hey, I cannot wait for Saturday night. And
no,
they bought that line.
I heard you say that on the post game after the Clemson game, where you had just talked about we made some mistakes tonight that we can correct, that are very correctable, and if we can get those, you're really excited about that game with NC State.
Yeah, I was, and NC State's still young. They have a lot of young kids playing too, and we knew it would be a great atmosphere, and our fans get that particular hate on for NC State. They really get excited.
It's not healthy, but they get right.
No, it's not healthy.
Coach, the most upset I've seen you, and I might be wrong, but I've had a chance to see a lot of the games now since you've been here, and the Tulsa game a year ago, when we were right there in the half, the second half, everything, we just didn't, you know, kind of fell apart, and you were so upset. But then I think you kind of just took the same notion, like, we're going back to work, and then we had a great run at the end of that year.
As Coach Mack knows, the thing that I really get frustrated about isn't so much a drop pass or just a mental mistake. the lack of effort is when you really get upset. When you don't feel the effort on the field is what it needs to be. And that's when, as a coach, that's when I really get upset. And that's when, I mean, we can correct the mental mistakes. We can go back and work and the fundamentals and catching the ball and blocking and a base and those things. But a lack of effort, I can't tolerate. The season's too short. And in our sport, you only get 12, you're only guaranteed 12 games. And I did. I really got upset at the Tulsa game. I didn't feel like we put forth the effort we needed to. But again, to real tribute to these players, and I think I've been here 3 years now, there hadn't been probably two games that I felt like the effort wasn't at the level that it needed to be. And I really felt like this football team right now has done a phenomenal job of really, because they want it. This is a story from a football program standpoint about a group of young men that were tired of losing, that were tired of being on bottom, and said, tell us what we got to do. They bought into the program. They've jumped in with both feet and said, tell us what we got to do. We're going to keep working at it. And as Coach Mack said, it's a story of you take two steps forward, one step back. And you can't get frustrated with your one step back. You got to go back to the drawing board, take those two steps forward, and then there's going to be another setback somewhere along the line. You just have to keep growing brick by brick, day by day.
Kind of a mirror image, really, both programs. If you look at it, football maybe a little bit longer term than it's been, but even this week, the last 2 weeks of the basketball program, two huge wins that kind of take that step forward. So and a lot of what you're talking about is right along the lines of the basketball program.
And it's incredible what those two wins are going to do for your program, as you know, just from a confidence standpoint for those players.
Well, Skip and I talked about the resiliency factor, and he's really got his kids believing no matter what happened the week before, we can win this next game. Doesn't matter who it is. And I think that we've brought it up to our team a lot of times. Look what football has done. They're not to where they want to be. They're headed in that direction. But they truly believe that each time out, they're going to win this football game, no matter what the heck happened last week, good or bad. And I think we're starting to see our kids do a little bit of that. But, we talked about an identity. And I think the identity for the football program, in my mind, watching them, is that they're just resilient. They don't let stuff bother them. We let stuff bother us.
As coaches,
but I think
you remember those days.
We talked about an identity for the team, and we want to play hard, and we don't want anybody to ever leave there saying they just didn't try. And we want to play together, because that's a really good attribute to have no matter what you're doing. And then the other thing we wanted to do was we really wanted to attack NC State. And it may have even backfired some against Clemson, because we attacked them, but they were playing at a speed we weren't used to a little bit. But we wanted to sell our kids on the fact that we're not backing down. We're not just trying to stay in the game. We're trying to win the basketball game. And, of course, everything came through Saturday night in spades.
Well, you said two things to me earlier. You said that Hennett last year was hurt, and you said, Mike, he'll get 30 in some of the games, which you were obviously right. But I thought the neatest thing for me at the game, and I was with Coach, Taylor Gagnon has had three coaches. He's limited in what he can do. He was a walk-on to begin with, and everybody kind of, Taylor's one of those guys that gets to play when everybody else is screwed up pretty much. And all of a sudden, at the end of the game, where they miss a free throw, it's going to be a three-point game with their ball, and Taylor does what he's supposed to do. He tips the ball back, and, there's a senior, been through all this stuff, and, he'll never forget that.
That might be the best scholarship ECU has ever spent in basketball.
No, I agree, because, again, he does the things you're supposed to do, and you mentioned earlier, he's probably the one guy that remembered what he's supposed to do there with all the excitement, and Skip and I both, when he ran by, Coach gave him a thumbs up because we all appreciate how hard he's worked.
He exemplifies that spirit and that attitude and that total team player. I have great respect for him watching him play and the energy that he plays with.
Yeah, and everybody on the team respects him. He was a walk-on. They know he was a walk-on. They don't even think of him as a walk-on. They just think of him as a tough hombre.
Yeah, no.
Is there a formula in basketball, a plan to success, whether that's turnovers or free throw percentages, or is there a formula or a plan that you take into a game from a basketball standpoint that you feel gives you a chance to be successful?
When I was coaching, we had a point system where you get, so many points for the pluses and take away so many points. And, I don't know about you, Coach, but pretty much you can look in
you know, whether it's the rebounding or the shooting percentages or whatever. I mean, I know you've got goals, and you know, for the shooting percentages, and if you reach so many goals, you usually win the game.
Yeah, there are several key stats, just like for your folks, but and also like yours, sometimes you have to adjust them. You get a shootout that you weren't expecting to be in a shootout, or vice versa. You get a low scoring game, and you've got to adjust those. But yeah, you know, the turnover margin is really huge, and the rebound margin is really huge. The free throw difference, just in attempts, is one of the really critical stats in wins and losses. And I'll tell you something, a stat for my teams, and we haven't done this much here, but in Chattanooga, when we shot 50% from the field, when we made half of our shots, we were 103-1.
Really?
103-1. The only time we lost.
Just a lot of
shooting. Yeah.
We
all
tried that.
That's a pretty good ingredient. 103-1. That was a pretty good indicator. The game we lost was to the Fab Five at Michigan, where we led by 8 at halftime. That's the only game in 12 years as a head coach that we shot 50% or above and lost.
Mm. Wow. Wow, that's an impressive statistic.
Isn't that incredible?
So just like in football, you only get about 12 to 14 possessions in a game. So a turnover is critical. You know, I mean, in basketball, I don't know how many possessions you average. You know, I mean, I know games vary. But in football, you may get 11, you may get 15, predicated on how the defenses are playing in the game. But a turnover, and you can look at it statistically, if you're minus one on the turnover ratio, you're going to win like 40% of the games. If you're minus two, you're at like 28%. If you're minus three or more, you're going to win like 11% of the games, which is a huge indicator in football. And I was just asking kind of what those stats are in basketball.
Yeah, those are the same kind of things. Those are the critical ones.
I think one of the things that you mentioned, when you look at the really good teams and people talk about, like, whether it's Duke or Carolina, you play all those games at home, you know, a lot of times those guys, they make more free throws than the other team shoot.
Attempts, that's right.
And then you're playing from behind, you're shooting three. It's just, that's a key stat is the free throws.
When we went to the Sweet 16 at Chattanooga, there were four teams in America that made more free throws than their opponents attempted. Duke, Carolina, Kansas, and UT Chattanooga.
Yeah, and all four of them were still playing probably at the
pretty good statistic.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, when Skip asked the question, I knew Matt was going to have a plan, but Steele, I thought Steele was going to be well. I used to yell louder, I used to say Hail Mary on the side.
So, you know, you ought to try to make those shots, you know.
He's going to blue, get back in.
Yeah. We go through the staff meeting, and I know you've had this situation happen too, is, okay, we've identified the problem. We need a solution.
When those assistant coaches would say, you got to get so-and-so out of the game. And I'd go, I know that. Who do you think I should put in? Who would you like for me to put in there? I got that one covered.
All right, well, let's go ahead and get our first break in. We've got Coach Holtz here, Coach Mack on. And Coach Mack, you can stay for a few more minutes.
Sure.
All right.
Yeah, good.
All right, we'll get a quick break in. We'll come back, talk to both the coaches. Stay with us here on Tuesday Tailgate.
Holiday greetings from UVE in Uptown Greenville. Are you looking for a special gift for that pirate fan in your life? Well, you know there's only one place to shop. UVE has everything you need to put under the tree, whether it's tailgating accessories or the largest selection of East Carolina University apparel in the world. New at UVE this year, you'll find a huge selection of ECU ladies sportswear, and UVE is Greenville's home for Vera Bradley pocketbooks. After you check out UVE for Vera Bradley and the soon-to-be-famous purple clogs, head over to their sister store, Catalog Connection, on 5th Street, for rainbow sandals and all your favorite catalog clothing. Need a gift for the man on your list? UVE has all the latest pirate gear with great-looking Under Armour, Adidas, and Nike sideline apparel. How about the little one? UVE has tons of little pirate wear arriving daily just for kids. If you have a passion for ECU or know someone who does, visit UVE in Uptown Greenville for the perfect gift. And don't forget, you can shop UVE online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at piratewear.com. That's UVE and piratewear.com. Go Pirates.
Since 1920, ECB has been a proud partner in helping Eastern North Carolina businesses grow. We're a community bank, and our professionals have the experience to help you. We explain the financial impact of your banking decisions before we recommend a product or make you a loan. We've always been there for our customers and our community. Let us show you why ECB stands for excellence in community banking.
Community banking is you want it to be.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Since 1920, ECB has been proud to call Eastern North Carolina home. Our professionals care about their customers' well-being. We explain the financial impact of your banking decisions before we recommend a product or make you a loan. We've always been there for our customers and our community. Let us show you why ECB stands for Excellence in Community Banking.
Community banking as you want it to be. The excellence of ECB.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Bob Simon from the Beef Barn. While others are celebrating their grand openings, the Beef Barn is celebrating anniversaries, 40 of them. As you know, the Beef Barn's been around since 1967, but there's nothing old about the beautiful new barn. Great steaks, chicken and seafood, a daily lunch buffet, and Greenville's best salad bar are what many know us for. But you'll find many favorites on our new expanded menu. Portobello crab dip and our 22-ounce cowboy steak are just some of the new items that you can enjoy at Greenville's hometown steakhouse. There's not a better setting for a family Sunday brunch or quiet romantic dinner for two. You'll still find the same great food and service, but the award-winning wine list and the atmosphere is what makes the Beef Barn Greenville's best. Need the Beef Barn to cater your function? Call Donna for parties and events, 756-1161. For business meetings or family gatherings, you've been coming to the Beef Barn for 40 years. Stop by and discover the Beef Barn again.
Make it tonight at the Beef Barn.
Call for reservations at 756-1161.
Talk of the Town with Henry Hinton and Patrick Johnson. Weekday mornings from 6:30 till 9. Only on Talk 1070.
Yeah. All right, welcome back to Tuesday Tailgate. Mike Steele, Kevin Miller, as always, and Coach Holtz and Coach Mack are in the studio. And
how fun is this?
This is a lot of fun.
We got.
I'm enjoying this.
We've got the.
Not with y'all. Just
no.
With Coach Mack.
We have the best week. I've been here 20 years. We've had the best week of basketball that I've ever seen in 20 years. I mean, when we beat Marquette, it was huge. We beat Louisville. It showed that we could play in that league somewhat. But we didn't have two wins like George Mason and NC State. So, I mean, that's... And then, Coach, you follow that up with going on a vacation to Hawaii.
Exactly.
I mean...
If we didn't have to play a game, this would be a great trip.
No, Coach calls it yesterday, I think it was, and said, it's 80 degrees here. Why don't we just get Boise and say, hey, just...
We need the Greenville Bowl. We need the Greenville Bowl. That's what we need. 80 degrees here, December 11th.
I mean, get a little wave pool as far as we're going.
We need the Greenville Bowl is what we need right here.
But, no, this is as good as it has been. And for me to be able to see where football was 3 years ago and to see where basketball has been the last couple seasons, I mean, it's neat to see the progress.
Well, Coach Mack, we got obviously coming off a huge week. Is it... Now we go into the exam week, so there's no game this week. We play Wilmington a week from Saturday. Is it a good time to kind of catch your breath a little bit with everything going on, or is this the kind of time where you wish you had a game tonight or tomorrow night to ride the momentum a little bit?
Now, I think we need this time, to be honest, that we had gotten to the point where we realized some things that we had planned on doing weren't working exactly the way we wanted to, and we've been able to dodge a couple bullets here. Excuse me, but, and we're also a little nicked up too. Gabe Blair's got some bone chips, and Chad Wynn's got an ankle that's not responding, and Taylor's got the broken nose, still wearing the Jason mask. And, I think it's a good time for us. And certainly it doesn't hurt that we can enjoy the NC State game for a couple days. We've got some things that we can really work on and get healthy again. And then, of course, UNC Wilmington, another big rival, comes to town on the 22nd, and we need that same crowd.
I was going to say, yeah.
The crowd was awesome. We got the Student Fire Club that comes to your games and makes that place rock. We got them to come to Menchie's.
I've been a huge believer that the student body is the heartbeat of any stadium around the country. And when they filled up that lower arena and they were into it and standing on both sides and on the ends and they were jumping up, down, stomping the bleachers and they were loud, that place was rocking.
I've looked at the photo gallery on our website and the Reflector website and the News and Observer website and a couple other places. It is so fun to see the faces of those students.
Yeah,
that's incredible. That just makes you feel good all over.
And it's one of those, the more they come in the numbers that they came in Saturday, I mean, the more they come, the funner it is, the more fun everybody has, the more excitement there is, the more it supports the program, and it kind of feeds off it, and it just keeps building and building and building and growing. But that was an awesome experience and an awesome atmosphere.
I didn't think that that our fans, and I wasn't paying that much attention to it, but that they were on the NC State guys. Like, I just feel like they were really pulling for our team. I thought like the last 7 or 8 minutes that they could feel like we had a chance to win this game, and they helped us win the game.
There were a couple folks hassling him after the game a little bit, not in a bad way, but you know, some of the pictures showed him yelling at him as they go off the floor. And I heard some people, as I shook Sidney's hand and the players and came around the big mob, I heard a couple security people saying, let him go, leave him alone, yeah. You know, just celebrate. And I thought they handled that in the right way. And I've seen so many of your guys, so many of the football guys talking about it. Hey, coach. And, you know, I knew their name, but I didn't know they knew my name. And I've literally talked to, I'm keeping track, I've talked to 28,000 people that were there Saturday.
So it was officially a sellout.
No question.
Well, when we beat George Mason, now, you know, one of the most embarrassing things that I did a year ago when I thought we'd beat Richmond, I made a text and we hadn't quite won the game yet. So this time when we beat Mason, I text Coach and I said, okay, I've checked three references. I said, it's safe for me to say this is huge. This is, so I was... I'm not just
make sure your phone had kicked on to, you know, not West Coast time.
Oh, yeah. No. But
hit the refresh button a couple times on the computer.
Coaching again, the guys, I go back to Mason. I would like to see the film because I'd left a movie and it was halftime and I turned on the radio and I said, well, let's see how we're doing. And by Jeff Charles's voice, I said, I think we might be in this game. You know, he had that high pitch. I said, I think we might be here. And we turn it on, and it's like we're up 12. And I turned it off. And Sandy goes, what are you doing? I said,
I haven't listened this far. I'm not listening.
So then I turned it on, and they cut it to three, and then they went up three or four. And I said, well, you know, we're done. And then, boom, we... No, it was huge. Huge.
Yeah, and you all know also that they have to be in those situations to be used to those situations. Right. When my very first year at Chattanooga, we went to Mississippi State, we were down 23-4. We won the game, 44-42. From that point on, it did not matter what situation we were in. They knew we were going to win. Right. They were okay. And we won some amazing games just because of that one experience. And there's no question that Saturday night was helped by the previous Sunday because we got down to Mason, came back, won, made good plays down the stretch, made good decisions, and we knew we could do the same against NC State.
Well, and then we start the second half, we're down 9, and again, it's kind of like, this isn't good. You know,
talk about that.
No.
More victory.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we were right there for the first half, and then, no.
I thought they showed great heart. Where they competed, where they just kept coming back, kept competing, and that's what they did. They put it all out there on the court, and that's all you can ask them. You did notice I said court.
Didn't, yeah.
Okay. But I didn't mean that.
No. Right there after the kickoff.
Right after the kickoff, they're on the court, I'm telling you. When you put it in the third quarter, I'm telling you, I was really impressed.
Coach kept saying, how did they get the ball at halftime? How did they, what? We didn't get the ball.
They deferred.
No,
they
you know what? And I thought we out-hustled them. I thought we got every loose ball in the last 8 or 9 minutes.
You know, Coach Golden does an unbelievable job. He's been very helpful to Mark Thompson, the guy that's doing our strength and conditioning. I thought other than one or two guys, I thought we were in great shape at the end of that game.
And they were dragging.
We were able to rest them a little bit. I thought their bench was a little shorter. And even though we didn't play as deep as we had been, I thought we were in great shape at the end of the game from a conditioning standpoint.
Yeah,
we talked to Coach Golden last week, and then, of course, we were talking football more, but we never saw a game this year or never heard a thing about guys being out of shape or the fourth quarter being late, and same thing with basketball. I mean, that's huge when you can look to you guys at the end of the bench or the end of the game and there's 4 minutes left and they're pretty much as fresh as they were to start. Let's go ahead and get another break. I think we got to let Coach Matt go.
He's got a
prior engagement, so we'll let Coach Matt go.
When are we going to talk about the big news of you being off the market officially? When does that conversation come up?
We were going to wait till next week's show.
You're going to get in trouble before you get started.
You're blushing here, pal.
I'm laughing hard. Break. You know, 12 days left and Skip had to ruin it.
We're down to 4.
It's all this planning, wedding planning. When we go to break, we got to find out if you guys went through the same stuff I'm going through.
They didn't have wedding planners back when we
apparently they still don't.
No.
All right, well, thanks, Coach Mack, for joining us. And,
thank you, guys.
Obviously, good luck a week from Saturday against Wilmington. As we've talked about, need a huge crowd out at Williams Arena, Menchie's Coliseum, and we'll come back and talk to Coach Holtz about the bowl game. So stay with us here on Tuesday Tailgate.
Pepsi proudly presents repeat recording artist, the Holiday Band.
The sun is out, the heat is on. Singing the tune to a beach music song. Reaching the cooler, pull a Pepsi out. Tastes so good, I want to scream and shout.
The official soft drink of Carolina beach music.
Beach music and dancing.
It's quite possible that the holiday spirit is taking its toll on the guys at Greenville Toyota. They're starting to say crazy things. Here's Greenville Toyota new car sales manager, Todd Bond.
Here's our holiday message from Greenville Toyota. Do not buy a new Camry this month.
What are you talking about?
You gotta be kidding. Don't say that.
No. What I mean, guys, is why buy a Camry when you can drive a Camry?
It's true. This month only at Greenville Toyota, drive a new 08 Camry off the lot for just $13,999. You don't have to buy it, just drive it. There's no gimmick. You can drive a brand new 2008 Camry for just $13,999. Come by Greenville Toyota this month and let the guys show you how. Merry Christmas from everyone at Greenville Toyota on Memorial Drive in Greenville, across from Lowe's. Why would you think of ever going anywhere else?
Merry Christmas from Greenville Toyota. You come see us.
$13.99 based on model 2514, automatic transmission, 48-month lease, 12,000 miles per year, $679 down plus tax and tax.
Hey, Talk 1070 listeners, this is Henry Hinton with big news. We're moving all of our great talk programming to the FM dial. Yep, we're moving to 94.3 FM effective January 1st. But we'll still have our great programming like Talk of the Town every morning, Laura Ingram, Sean Hannity. Plus, we'll be introducing some other great new programs just in time for the election year.
Hey, Big Hen, what about me? Do I get to make the move also?
I don't know, Patrick. We're talking about FM here. Let me get back to you.
Oh, you can't make it on FM without me.
We'll see. Now, here's news about what's coming to 1070.
Finally, there's a radio station that's fun and safe for the whole family. New Christian Radio, AM 1070 WNCT. After the holidays, AM 1070 WNCT will begin playing today's best Christian music in high definition.
Jesus, can you show me just how far the east is from the west?
Spread the word about New Christian Radio, AM 1070 WNCT.
The Brian Bailey Show, Monday nights from 7 till 8, only on Talk 1070.
Back Tuesday tailgate. Thanks to Coach Mack for stopping by, and obviously a big week for him. He's been making the media rounds, and so is Coach Holt. Seems like every time I turn around, you're doing some sort of interview somewhere. You had Bailey Show last night, Talk of the Town this morning, so thanks for coming back in the studio again. And obviously we're going to switch gears now and talk about the big bowl game coming up. And I guess first let's talk a little bit about Boise State. Obviously Everybody's very familiar with Boise State, and kind of interesting matchup over the years. You know, East Carolina, we've always felt like we're sort of the sleeping giant here on the East Coast. And then you got Boise State, who's sort of been the, you know, the so-called best program you've never heard of type label. And now we get the matchup in Hawaii. So talk about the matchup a little bit.
Well, it's going to be a great opportunity for us. You know, I was joking earlier about why I was real excited until we found out who we were playing. But really, I don't think we could have got a better draw. When you look at this program right now in Boise State, they've won 5 WAC championships in a row. I think Coach Hawkins did a great job there before he left and went to Colorado, and they've just hadn't missed a beat since he's left. As a matter of fact, went undefeated last year, got in the BCS Bowl, beat Oklahoma in the Fiesta Bowl in a game that I think everybody saw. It's kind of like Coach Mack said, there was probably 250,000 people that were at that game. But just a great college football game and a great program. And they have received an awful lot of national attention and recognition for the job that they've done and the way they've built it. And there they are, 10-2 this year, and another great football team. And they're averaging 42 points a game. They're holding their opponents to 20. They're averaging 480 yards on offense, and they're only giving up 320. I mean, so when you look at them right now as a program, everybody talks about their senior quarterback. quarterback and Ian Johnson, the tailback, and their big offensive line and their receivers. But when you look at them defensively, this is a great program, and they're hard-nosed, they're tough, they're physical, and it's not tricks and mirrors. You don't win five WAC championships because you're a riverboat gambler. And that's kind of a little bit of the image with some of the trick plays they ran a year ago. They kind of got that image a little bit, but you don't win five WAC championships by chance. You teach fundamental football. You line up, you play the game of football, you take on a block, you keep your shoulders square, you disengage, you come off, you make a play, you block people up front, you create holes, you run hard, you break tackles, you protect the ball, and that's what this program does. And so it's going to be an unbelievable challenge for us, but yet it's going to be a great opportunity at the same time because we're playing a program and a team with such a phenomenal national reputation right now with the things that they've had the opportunity to accomplish.
One of the things we talked about on the show last week was the fact that we kind of like to write a script on the game before it happens, and coming off last year, we had a solid season, of course, lost the bowl game. Now this year, coming off another solid season, stepping in the right direction, and then you take Boise State coming off a huge win last year in the bowl game. Do you kind of foresee or maybe even hope that they're over there on a little bit of a letdown, they're not at the BCS, and then in turn, your guys are here trying out to, prove a point, basically?
Well, I think the best thing that happened for us, and I've said this quite a bit, you talk to your players all the time, act like you've been there before. But you're always going to, the first time you've ever been in the end zone, you never have been there before, And so they act like it's the first time. A year ago, even though this football program is very proud and has a great tradition and history of bowl games and some great big wins, when you look at that football team last year, they had gone 1-10, 2-9, 5-6, and then 7-5 and have the opportunity to go to their first bowl game. And I'm not sure that wasn't the goal. We want to get to a bowl. We've never been to a bowl. We want to get a ring and a bowl watch and that experience. And they got that, but I'm not sure that team was as focused as it needed to be on winning that bowl game. And I think this football team right now has got a great focus. I think we got great leadership on this team with the Chris Johnson and Josh Kaufmans and the Fred Wilsons and Mark Robinsons, and you go through all these seniors and the great job that they've done. But I think this football team's got a real focus right now that it's not just about the trip. And even though they're excited to go to Hawaii and it'll be a trip of a lifetime and they'll experience Pearl Harbor and the North Shore and Waikiki Beach and everything that they're going to get an opportunity to experience from a Hawaiian culture standpoint, I think they're really focused on it's not about just going to the bowl. We're going to make this year different, and where we're going to grow from last year's team, we're not only going to the bowl game, but we're going to turn and do everything we can to win that bowl game. And I think right now they're really focused and understand what it's going to take.
Kevin, didn't you say that was kind of like your situation when you guys went to the bowl the first time? And
yeah, we went to the Mobile Bowl in 99, and I remember Logan talking a lot about, don't break the chain. There was guys, I believe, that had been to the Liberty Bowl and had won, but they were redshirt freshmen, so they didn't participate in the game. And so most of us went down there excited to be in a bowl game and, the whole nine yards, and then go down there and lose. And then the next year, play Texas Tech in Houston, and it was just like what you're talking about. You go back down there, and we got the feeling from the Texas Tech guys, because there is a lot of interaction between the two teams, that they were there for a party and we were there on business, and it was 34-0 before they even blinked. So
Right. We're
kind of hoping that's the same scenario.
And as a player, you've been there, and having the opportunity to understand what these players are going through. And I say, we talked about it with Coach Mack, as a program, as you're building it, you're going to take two steps forward, one step back, and you have to learn and grow from that one step backward. And it kind of goes back to that humble and hungry mindset that we talked about, because once you learn how to win, you have to learn how to handle winning. And that's kind of what our football team is going through right now. As you turn out, you start having the success and keeping that same hunger and that same chip on your shoulder, that you've got that burning desire to continue to achieve. And as soon as you feel like you've arrived, whether regardless of the sport, regardless of the profession you choose, as soon as you feel like you've arrived, you're going backwards, because we say it all the time, you're either getting better or you're getting worse. You're either growing or you're dying. You're never staying the same as status quo. So you've got to keep that chip on your shoulder and keep growing. And that's what I'm really excited about with this football team, is the focus that they have now right now on what we need to do, that it's not enough just to go to two bowls. Now what we want to do is go win it. And you've experienced both sides of that as a player, and understand the outcome of the game is everything about the bowl game. When you go to a bowl game and you lose, it was okay.
Right.
But you go to that bowl game and win, it was the greatest bowl you've ever been to in your life.
Well, no, and you were enough of them, Coach, when you were playing and coaching. I mean, you went, you were in some great games.
No doubt.
And you're right. It gets you, you know, it's like in the NCAA basketball, guys get in the first time and then they get knocked out. And the next year they got those guys back and they said, again, we got to figure out how to win a game.
Exactly. No, it's not enough just to go. Yeah. Now we got to go to the second round.
Yeah, really, when you look at the comparison between 99 and 2000 and last year and this year, we were going to a Mobile Bowl in 99. It was a first-year bowl. Those people that were running the bowl were also learning how to run a bowl.
Right.
And so there are some growing pains there where maybe, you know, the players feel a little slighted. I'm not saying that was the case last year. But, you know, they're growing. So now you go to the Hawaii Bowl. It's been there forever. Obviously, there are people that have been planning and doing this type of thing. And then we went in and played a TCU team that was sort of a sleeping giant, just like South Florida was last year.
Right.
Then we played a Texas Tech team who everybody said you can't stop on defense, and we did. Now everybody talks about a Boise State team you can't stop on defense. So really a lot of similarities. Now we just got to stop them on defense, right?
I like the 34-0 analogy. Let's go back to that part before they even blinked. It was 34-0.
Well, I told you that the Hawaii-Washington game, because obviously we would rather play someone besides Hawaii in Hawaii since they never lose. And Hawaii, and I told you that all you need to do is just look at the first quarter score and it'll be 21-0. You won't have to worry about it. And then you text me and said, I got the score right, but I had the wrong team.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like this. So a lot of people don't realize that you put a lot of energy into that comeback from Hawaii.
Without a doubt. I mean, and you know what? Hawaii's a great team. And you look at so many of the football teams that are competing right now that are really having a lot of success. Hawaii, and they've got a senior quarterback who's doing a phenomenal job. And it's the same thing right now with Boise State. They have a senior quarterback. He's playing solid form really well, running the offense, playing within the system. He's been through an awful lot. He's won an awful lot of games. He's got some great weapons around him, and he can kind of sit in there and do the things that he does, and he does them extremely well. And that's one of the reasons that they're as good as they are on offense, is because he's not trying to force the ball downfield and make mistakes. And those are the things that a inexperienced Rob Cass and Patrick Pinckney, and even though that both of them have done some great things for us and both of them have had some great games for us, those are the things that are great lessons for them to learn. And really excited about all the extra bowl practice that we've had right now to continue to develop these quarterbacks.
How big of a deal is it to be, when you're out recruiting guys, to say, we're going to Hawaii, we're playing a ranked team in a bowl game? Is it a big deal? Do we make too much of a big deal of that outside the program?
Well, I keep telling them that if they'll commit to us, they get to go on the Hawaii trip.
So I like that.
They get to go with us this year. So if you commit here, you can go to Hawaii with us. You know, look at that.
Yeah.
It makes a difference. And I think it's two bowl games. And the thing that, you have to realize is a couple years ago when this program went through a little bit of its drought, those were the 9th through 12th years of a lot of these guys that are growing up. And so what they remember of East Carolina football are not the great years back that you talked about in the 99, in 2000 and 2001, sure. But with where we are right now as a program. And so all of a sudden, it's not just having the opportunity to go to Hawaii, but it's going to two bowls back-to-back and to have the opportunity to be a bowl team, even with the schedule that we play in the in-state teams. And, you know, since we've been here, we've had the opportunity to play Wake Forest and Duke and North Carolina and NC State and Virginia Tech and Navy. And we've had some great out-of-conference games right now, and it's really been exciting. It's been an awful lot of fun.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing. A couple weeks ago, we were sitting here, didn't know whether we were going to go to GMAC or the Hawaii Bowl. And the way things turned out, obviously, you know, some fans will be disappointed because they can't make the trip over there. But really, that seems like the only disappointment at this stage.
When everybody kept asking me, what game do you want to go to? And both GMAC, Hawaii, they're both great bowl games. And just it's going to be an honor for us to have the opportunity to go to Hawaii. I kept saying, for our players, I'd really love for them to have the experience to go to Hawaii. For our fans, I really hope we're in the GMAC. I don't think we could have lost either way. There's winners in both, because I really love, as supportive as these fans have been, and the student body and the Pirate Club and everybody that supported this program, I would have loved to give them the opportunity to turn and support this program and come to the bowl game and watch a lot of these Pirates play for the last time in a Pirate uniform, and that would have been great. But I'm really excited as well for these players to have the opportunity not only to play a team like Boise State with the national reputation that they have, but the opportunity to go to Hawaii, and like we talked about, and going to Pearl Harbor and going to the North Shore and going to a luau and seeing Waikiki Beach and Diamond Head and all those things are going to be, it'll be a trip of a lifetime for a lot of them. But one of the things, and I know you alluded to this a little bit earlier, The Tickets for the Troops campaign that East Carolina has put together right now is just a phenomenal thing that East Carolina and Conference USA are kind of matching the ticket donation, and so many of the Pirate fans that don't have the opportunity to go, and it's not just because of the price to fly over there, as expensive as it is, but yet at the same time it's over Hawaii, so it's over Christmas, so you have to go to Hawaii. It's almost impossible to get back here in time for Christmas with your family, so you have to give up your Christmas with your family. The amount of money it is this time of year makes it extremely difficult, but a lot of Pirate fans can still be very involved in the program. And right now with Coach Holland, and they've put together with the Tickets for the Troops, and everybody that buys the ticket and donates it back to the school, the university and Conference USA will match in a one-for-one gift. And ISP's bought 1,000 purple and gold pom-poms to put in the stadium to create a little bit of that Pirate Nation, you know, out yeah. there in Hawaii.
And I don't think those Hawaii people like the Boise State people.
Well, that's good.
No, that's a good thing. That's we need good. To have, like, we're not Boise, you know. We were rooting for you last year.
Yeah, but, I mean, and it's just a great cause. And I keep saying we get an opportunity to put our head on our pillow at night and go to sleep and be at ease because of this great country we live in. And, you know, thousands of people every day are putting their life at risk so we can live in the freedom that we do in this great country. So it's a great cause if you have the opportunity to get involved with the Tickets for the Troop. It's a phenomenal situation.
Well, I think that we're going to go to break, and then we're going to get your boss, Coach Holland, on.
I told you how much I like Terry Holland.
No,
what a great,
you're
going to
have a chance.
The leader that he is.
You're going to have a chance here. No, we'll let Coach talk a little bit more about how they came up with the idea, and because it really is neat. It's gotten national publicity again, and which was a great idea.
Yeah, the exposure it's gotten for East Carolina University is probably beyond anybody's wildest dreams. It's been all over ESPN.com. I heard Mike and Mike the other morning when I was riding in the car. They talked about it. Been in a number of newspapers. So we'll talk to Coach Holland after this break. Talk about that big basketball win last week over NC State and much more. So stay with us here on Tuesday Tailgate.
Dave Davis's East Carolina Chrysler Dodge invites you to drive off in a new car, truck, or minivan this month. It's the end-of-year clearance, and we're talking huge savings and 0% financing on all Chrysler Dodge vehicles. That's right, 0% financing up to 60 months on all new 2008 Chrysler Dodge models. Dodge Ram, Dakota, and Durango, Chrysler 300, Pacifica, Aspen, and all 2008 minivans are now on sale for 0% financing. Come check out the all-new 08 Dodge Caravan and Chrysler Town & Country at Dave Davis's East Carolina Chrysler Dodge, the company that invented the minivan just reinvented it. And you'll choose from the largest selection of new and pre-owned trucks in all of Eastern North Carolina. Save up to $11,000 on a new Dodge Ram truck if you act now. Plus, you'll get the best warranty in the automotive industry, a lifetime powertrain warranty when you purchase any new Chrysler Dodge vehicle. Hurry to the end-of-year clearance at Dave Davis's East Carolina Chrysler Dodge on the corner of Memorial Drive and Greenville Boulevard in Greenville.
Agra Supply of Greenville. Don't let the name fool you. They stock over 23,000 items for farm, shop, and home. Get ready for the big game at Agra Supply of Greenville. You'll find values on products ranging from sporting goods and outdoor cooking supplies to lawn and garden supplies, pet and equine, to truck accessories, shop tools, and much more. Come see the large selection of burners, cast iron stew pots, skillets, grill accessories, and other tailgate items. You'll find good old-fashioned customer service, honesty, and integrity at Agra Supply of Greenville. Compare Agra Supply before you buy. Agra Supply. Call 252-752-3999. Agra Supply, 4500 Greenville Boulevard. Online, visit agrasupply.com.
Thanks for calling Pizza Hut. May I suggest our new Double Deep Pizza?
What's it like?
Well, it's double deep. We're piling on.
Two pizzas worth of toppings. Yeah, baby. Double. Ooh. And it's giving you 50% more cheese. And that's a lot of love, baby. Love so deep, we had to build a special crust just to hold that deep, deep, double-topping 50% more cheese kind of love.
Yeah, give me some of that. I mean, the double deep sounds great.
Great, right away. For a limited time only, get the new double deep pizza from Pizza Hut, just $12.99.
That's double deep love, baby.
Go double deep with double the toppings and 50% more cheese. America's favorite pizza, Pizza Hut.
Double toppings and 50% more cheese as compared to a Pizza Hut medium, lover's line, or supreme pizza. Limited time offer, prices, participation, delivery charges, and areas may vary.
Do you have a passion for pizza? Pizza Hut is looking for true leaders who want to be rewarded for their hard work. Stop by and apply today. Pizza Hut, America's favorite pizza.
The information you need, the station you trust. This is Eastern North Carolina's Superstation, Talk 1070.
All right, welcome back to Tuesday Tailgate. Mike Steele and Kevin Miller. And, Drew Steele.
Action, Drew. You got a little mixed up.
All right. Good thing it's the last show of the year. It's the grand finale of them all. We've had Coach Matt McCarthy on. We got Coach Skip Holtz in the studio. Steele is here. And we thought we're missing somebody. So we gave Terry Holland a call. We got Coach Holland on the phone. And Coach Holland, we don't know where to start with the tickets for troops. Pirates win over NC State in both men's and women's basketball. We're going to Hawaii for the bowl game. You tell us what you want to talk about.
Well, a lot of great things, and I tell you, you got it from the horse's mouth right there with Coach McCarthy and Coach Holtz. I mean, what enthusiastic guys, and you can see why our programs are very successful right now.
Yeah, it's an awfully good time to be a Pirate. I mean, there's so many positives to talk about. Let's talk about the tickets for troops and you know, something that East Carolina is getting national exposure. Just talk about maybe some of the feedback that you've gotten, from media outlets and people across the country.
Yeah, it's actually unbelievable. I'm getting emails, but of course our ticket office is getting even more. But we get emails saying, you know, I'm a transplanted Texan who lives in Maine, but I'm now a Pirate fan. I've already ordered 4 tickets to donate to the troops, and I'm going to buy a Pirate hat and a Pirate t-shirt to wear for the game on the 23rd. I mean, you know, and that literally is happening across the board. It's a wonderful thing for East Carolina University and certainly Conference USA as well as the bowl. And I think we need to give a lot of that credit to Scott Weatherby, who got the word out there. This is something that we have done pretty consistently. Every year, you know, we have the Military Appreciation Day and have tickets for the troops ourselves for one of our home games. And when we go to a bowl game, normally we try to find the nearby base, because there are always a few people who can't go to the game who will be able to donate tickets for someone like that to go to the game. So in this case, obviously, most of our fans cannot go, but this gives them the ability to participate. They get a commemorative ticket from the bowl. It's a wonderful way to say, you know, we're supporting East Carolina University, and we're also supporting our military and those folks who do put their lives at risk on a daily basis.
Yeah, we were just talking to Coach Holtz about here a couple weeks ago. We didn't know whether East Carolina would be going to GMAC Bowl or Hawaii. And, you know, from an athletic director standpoint and from the whole athletic department, it, obviously it's worked out tremendous, not only the tickets for troops, but playing Boise State and national exposure on a Sunday night before Christmas. Just talk about how, the game played out and as far as going into the bowl game, how thrilled you are for us to be going to Hawaii.
Well, the only negative about going to Hawaii is obviously that our fans, great numbers of our fans, cannot make the trip with us, and that certainly is a negative. There's no doubt about that. But everything else is tremendously positive. I mean, when you think about the impact on recruiting, certainly that's going to be something these kids are going to remember the rest of their lives, and they're going to be talking about it as recruits come in and to see us and visit with us here as signing time nears. So it's but the ability to play a team like Boise State, who has done exactly what we need to be thinking about doing and have been working toward, and that is exactly going to a BCS bowl and being competitive for a BCS bowl on a regular basis. They went to a BCS bowl last year. They won it. They beat Oklahoma in the Fiesta Bowl. And then the next year, they're in competition for a BCS bowl. They end up losing to a team in their own conference who ends up in the bowl. But, you know, this is exactly what we want to do here at East Carolina. So a great chance to test ourselves, to see how far we've come, to see how close we are to a program like Boise State, which has done a tremendous job, particularly over the last 5 years or so.
Well, obviously, great things going on with the football program, and we're excited about the bowl game. But here closer to home, obviously, coming off the huge game against NC State, the town is still buzzing. You had the women's game on Sunday that was just kind of the icing on top of the cake, and a guy that has the basketball background like yourself, just tell us about how big of a week it was for us, you know, Pirate basketball. It seemed like it couldn't have come at a better time. Just tell us your thoughts a little bit about the basketball program in general.
Well, you think about what a tough stretch the team faced last week. In a six-day period, they had to play at George Mason. They had to play a nationally ranked Clemson team at home and then NC State at home on Saturday. So it was a critical three-game stretch. And to come away with two wins against that kind of competition is pretty darn good, I can tell you that, because George Mason had just waxed a very good Drexel team, 81-38 on that same court. Actually, not the same court, but on their home court. And then, of course, they played very well, defeating a nationally ranked Kansas State team down in Orlando for the Old Spice Classic. And then, of course, beating South Carolina in the last game of the, in the consolation. So they are really good, but the win over NC State has so many implications for our basketball program. Fans around here have grown up watching NC State and seeing them compete in the ACC. And we've always wondered. I mean, we're 0-57 in the ACC. We've always wondered, can we compete against ACC caliber of competition? And this is a team that's young and growing in NC State, but a very talented team that we hope is going to now go on to win the rest of their games. We'll be cheering for them. That's what college basketball is all about, particularly with the RPI, building your RPI. Let's beat somebody and then cheer for them to win every other game they play, and that's what we're going to be doing for NC State.
Well, Coach, let me ask you this. How difficult will it be to get NC State to come back?
Well, we don't know that. It is not scheduled past next year. We're going back to Raleigh again next season, and Wake Forest will be coming to Menchie's next year. And we'll be going to Clemson. We'll be going to Clemson and North Carolina State. Actually, Wake Forest was scheduled to come in this year, but as it turned out, we would have had all three ACC teams coming in the same year, and that would have made a very tough year for us next year. So we pushed the Wake game back a year, and then we'll play Wake two more games before that series is over.
Well, Coach, as former coaches, we were up 6 points with 9 seconds to go, and the fans were getting ready to storm the court. And I looked over, and there were only two people in there that still thought we might lose the game, and it was you and me.
Well, we know it's never over till it's over. And you and I were both sitting there saying, you know, we've seen some strange things happen in this game. This team has worked too hard. You and I were both talking about Taylor Gagnon, and I heard you talk about the tip play he had earlier that was critical. He also had a jump shot down on the baseline, and you're thinking, if there's any justice in this world, for that kid who's done so much for our basketball program, gotten so little credit, and he's a Greenville native, that ball should go in. It didn't go in for him on that particular occasion, but he made a huge play later when he tipped that ball out and gave us possession. We got fouled, went to the free throw line to make it 5 again. So that was a critical stretch, and again, you have to be happy when things like that happen. But Mike and I were standing together during that time talking about how it felt to be in that situation. And still, the game's still in doubt.
No, and you know, you forget. I thought Mac did a nice job, but the officiating in basketball, you know, it's tough as you know, coaching football, but in basketball, every play, you know, every second, they can make a call that changes the game, especially down the stretch. And I just thought our kids really hung in there because, boy, it's tough. Officiating is really tough, but golly, it just seems like there were a couple calls that, you know, I thought were going to keep us from winning the game, which would have really been unfortunate. But to the guys' credit, they all hung in there, and it worked out for us.
Yeah, we weathered some really tough stretches, and I'd have to say this team grew up a lot. There's no question about that. Of course, the key to it is you can't just do it one game or even two out of three. You've got to show that you can continue to do that and continue to get better, and it's not a straight line up. There will be... You'll move two steps forward, one step back, sometimes one step forward, two steps back. We realize that's part of it, and we've got to keep our fans behind the coaches and this team for the full year, and even when the times get tough, and I think they've shown that they can respond to tough situations. We got down at the first of both halves. We fought back from that. We had a couple of tough calls late in the game that really, you're right, some of those block charges were really tough calls that could take the wind out of your sails. And our guys weathered that storm, and you've got to give a lot of credit to the coaching staff for sure for being as positive as they were and preparing the kids for this. But you also got to be able to go out on the floor and do it, so the players get a lot of credit as well.
All right, Coach Holland, thanks for joining us. We'll let you get out of here, and we'll come back and wrap things up with Coach Holt. So thanks for joining us, Coach Holland. We'll take our last break, come back, and talk to Skip about the schedule heading over to Hawaii. Stay with us.
Happy holidays. Russ and Buffy here for the Fixture House Radio Network.
And holiday shopping is in full swing with lots of hidden treasures that make great gift ideas.
Hidden treasure? What are you, a pirate now? That explains the beard.
Stop it. There are just so many great little gifts, decorating ideas, and stocking stuffers to choose from.
Ah, you mean like this?
Ooh, what you got there?
I guess you can say it's a hidden treasure from the Fixture House. It's a natural wax candle. Smells real, but no flame.
Okay, so what's flickering there?
A computer-controlled LED. Look at this. Even has drips of wax down the sides. Looks completely authentic.
Well, normally I would say you're a drip of wax, but that's pretty impressive.
I love you, too. They come in all sizes, and I'm guaranteed not to burn my eyebrows off this year.
Yeah, we won't discuss last year.
Last year? At least I didn't back my car into Santa.
Ross, it was a plastic yard Santa.
Yeah, okay.
See this and more hidden treasures at the Fixture House, 3214 South Memorial Drive in Greenville, right next to the Cracker Barrel Restaurant. Call for directions, 252-756-3633.
Look, tire marks on his hat.
I'm with Jim Clement of the Clement Companies once again, and Jim, we've talked about the fact that when people do business with your company, they stay with you, which is hard to do in this day and time. Client retention is very high at the Clement Companies. Why is that?
There are three elements that lead to our high retention. In fact, we share that retention level on a monthly basis with our staff, but they are belief, like, and trust.
Those are big elements. If you believe, like, and trust somebody, you're going to do business with them.
Yeah, let me expand on it. When people believe in us, that means we are doing what we say we're going to do. When they like us, that means that our staff has high likability factors. That's important. You're not going to do business with someone you dislike. And finally, the trust factor. If you trust somebody, then they're going to take care of you. Here's the question you should ask. When is the last time you said, I believed, liked, and trusted my insurance agent? And if you don't, you need to call the Clement Companies.
The Clement Companies providing property insurance, group liability, and workers' comp. Also, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina. Group and individual benefits for their friends in Eastern Carolina.
Finelli's Cafe has opened its doors to rave reviews. Located in the Lindell Shops on Red Banks Road, the Finelli's menu features the same great pastas, steaks, chicken, and seafood you've enjoyed for years, but David Finelli is now proud to serve you in an incredible new atmosphere. Check out the spacious dining room, outdoor seating facility, upscale relaxing lounge, and two fully stocked bars. It's the great service and food that you've known for years, but now in a beautiful new show place. Finelli's Cafe, now open for lunch. Finally, Finelli's.
In the fight against cancer, state-of-the-art technology and compassionate care can be the key to your survival. And that's just what you'll find at ECU Radiation Oncology. From IGRT and IMRT to the gamma knife and more, ECU Radiation Oncology provides patients the best outcomes possible. If you're looking for the best ammunition in the fight against cancer, look to ECU Radiation Oncology. Give us a call at 252-744-2900 or visit ecu.edu/radiationoncology.
Radio Factor with Bill O'Reilly, weekdays from 12 noon till 3, only on Talk 1070.
All right, thank you, Drew. Welcome back to Tuesday Tailgate. Just about a minute left to go, and Coach Holtz, you guys will be leaving soon. Tell us what the schedule is from here on out.
Well, the players are in finals this week. They started finals on Friday. We practiced Saturday, Sunday. They started again on Monday through Friday. They'll take final exams. We'll practice Friday afternoon. Then we'll practice Saturday, Sunday, get up early Monday morning, get on the plane. We'll leave here about 6 a.m. We get in there at 2 in the afternoon. It's going to be about 11 and a half, 12 hour flight. No, that won't be bad. Except you're setting your clock back 5 hours.
Okay, I got you. So we'll get in there at two,
then we'll practice Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday there. We'll walk through on Saturday and the game on Sunday.
Just a typical week.
Just another week. Then right after the game, we'll go right from the Aloha Stadium right to the airport there, get on a plane, and then bring the red eye back so we can get the players back on the 24th at an early enough time so they can go ahead and leave from Greenville to go get home and be able to spend Christmas morning with their families.
Very good. Drew Steele, real quick, we need a prediction.
Yep. I got my plan. Don't go to practice because of my birthday. I pick 45 to 21.
CNN Radio. I'm